This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong authorities were shutting government offices in the city's financial district for the rest of the week after a day of violence over an extradition bill that would send people to mainland China for trial. Early Thursday, just a handful of protesters remained milling about as a widespread cleanup around the city's legislature took place. Police fired rubber bullets, tear gas, and pepper spray in a series of skirmishes on Wednesday to clear demonstrators from the city's legislature. It was some of the worst violence in Hong Kong since Britain handed it back to Chinese rule in 1997. The Hong Kong Hospital Authority said 72 people had been hospitalized by 10 p.m. Wednesday. President Trump said on Wednesday that he would see nothing wrong in accepting damaging information on a U.S. political opponent if a foreign government offered it to his re-election campaign. In an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, Mr. Trump said he would not necessarily call the FBI if a foreign power offered him information on an opponent.
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it. If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI if I thought there was something wrong. But when somebody comes up with oppo research, right, they come up with oppo research, oh, let's call the FBI. The FBI doesn't have enough agents to take care of it.
And Mr. Trump also said that he disagreed with the FBI Director Christopher Wray, who told Congress last month that political campaigns should contact the agency about any suspicious communications from a foreign government. Businesses have reopened and traffic is once again bustling on the streets of Khartoum as Sudan's opposition leaders ended their campaign of civil disobedience and strikes. Protesters and the country's military rulers are set to resume talks aimed at returning Sudan to civilian rule. This is VOA News. A House committee has voted to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary William